Jim, hard luck. You came down the road, you got so much right this year, you had loads of belief in the county. What went wrong today?
Listen, it's a bit early for all of that, I suppose, and a wee bit raw. We didn't perform, Kerry did perform, that's the bottom line. They started very early in the game and they got a foothold in the game. I thought we responded quite well in the first half on our attack. We were good, we were clinical, but I think they might have scored in the first six attacks, you know, so we were struggling to deal with them in that period. They went for a lot of twos and they hit a lot of them as well, and that was big. You know, David Clifford coming onto those balls on a loop. We've done a lot of work on him, and we did a lot of work in terms of managing him. I thought Brendan did actually quite well on him for periods, but obviously it does take more than one person to try and close down David, and he kicks some brilliant twos, you know. So from our own point of view, Tommy, we made too many mistakes, you know. We did things that we don't normally do, you know. We made decisions that we don't normally do, and we had just too many turnovers. That's the bottom line. We had too many turnovers, and some of them were kind of clutch enough moments. So we were chasing our tails, you know, the couple of moments before half time, a 5-point game, then we lose possession, we give possession away, and then it ends up 7-point game. That was a tough one to take, you know. Had we been able to work that and got a score, we would have probably ended up getting in at four down at half time. I think it might have been a very different dressing room at that stage, very different dynamic in terms of going out for the second half. But that was fairly significant. And then we pushed hard. Huey came on, did a good job. Jason came on, did a good job. Was able to squeeze the game. But again, with Kerry and the quality they have, you know, they're always going to keep the scoreboard ticking over. So we never got to that point again. We got close to it on one occasion. We were 4 points in it. And then I think we missed three. We had three wides in a row, you know. So even one or two of them to go over, we would have been happy enough going down the stretch. You know, the momentum was there. But it's a double-edged sword, you know. You're in a good spot, and then next thing it falls the wrong side of the post, and that energy that's in the room starts to disappear. And our supporters have been absolutely amazing all year, and I got the sense today that they were there waiting for us to catch fire, and that didn't happen. And those moments where maybe those couple of wides, yeah, had an impact on it.
Yeah, I think Kerry won the toss and they decided to go for the Davin, and it felt like they went for the throat very early on. You talk about the moments and the oxygen maybe in the stadium. I don't think Clifford touches the ball till the 8 minute, and his first touch is a 2-pointer. And by that stage, four or five Kerry players had scored. So does that just kind of rattle the plan that you had in place, that he's gone and he's able to put that over the bar? He gets another 2-pointer very quickly afterwards. No matter how well Brendan was doing, he could get a bit of room and put it over from 45, 50 yards.
Well, it shouldn't rattle the plan. You know, you've got your plans and you've got your processes, and you've got all the things that you're working on all year. Where we got rattled was in possession ourselves. You know, we give the ball away at times today where it's very uncharacteristic, you know. And against Kerry, you know, you can't do that. You know, they keep the ball very well. Paddy Clifford is almost press resistant. It's very, very difficult to get heat on him. He's physically strong, controls the game, protects the ball very well, you know, and obviously plays very well with his brother, you know. So no, listen, Tommy, sometimes in life you've got to put your hands up and you've got to take it on the chin, and today is one of those days, unfortunately for us.
Last one for me. Back in 14, it felt like the end of a road. You were obviously moving on to take on a different journey. Last year you get to the semi-final, this year you fall short in the final. Can you build on this? Because you've so much young talent in Donegal, and obviously Michael coming back was such a massive addition this year.
Yeah, listen, that's what you're hoping to do. There's a huge amount of good work going on in Donegal. There's massive amounts of work going on behind the scenes in terms of the academy and trying to build teams and trying to put our younger lads in a position where they can experience days like this more often, if you like. And that work has to continue, and the work with the players has to continue in the dressing room there as well, you know. But no, listen, today is not the day for that, you know. We have to reflect today. We've got to take it on the chin, and we've got to also tip our hat to Kerry. You know, Kerry were brilliant today. They played really, really well for long periods of that game, and even though we did get into situations where we felt we might get a bit of traction, that never really materialised. So yeah, we have to take it on the chin.